Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Nance Shatskin, founder of Shatskin Systems, who will be discussing her company's work in the healthcare arena with regards to health data exchange and much more. And Nance, how are you doing today?
Just fine, thank you.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. If you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of Shatskin Systems. What are you guys all about? What do you do?
We are management consultants and healthcare consultants who like most to work in the space between technology and operations. And what I mean by that is I've never seen an organization using a computer system that couldn't use some help to use it better. And so I kind of pride myself on being able to improve the way in which organizations make use of their computer-based tools. And we do a lot of other things besides that, so we're also very involved in physician credentialing and all of the systems and operations that go along with that. But pretty much if it's healthcare and computer systems, I'm interested in it.
Oh, that's excellent. That's a perfect segue into my next question, because I understand you've done some work with Bronx Rio. Tell us a little bit more about that.
It all started over a decade ago when New York State was going to give out a lot of money to get people around the state to figure out how to start moving healthcare data around and to create the whole world of health information exchange, which really didn't exist. And I helped a large hospital system that wanted to anchor a new group, creating a new organization that would do this, to create the Bronx Rio. And they needed somebody to write the technology section of that grant and explain in terms that the state readers of the grant would be able to understand what it was they had in mind to do. And I wrote that technology piece. When they won the grant award, they came back to say, well, will you help us build this now that we got the money to do it? And so I've been involved with the Bronx Rio from its inception. Today,
that's great.
Today it's actually my staff, myself as the CIO, and my staff that manage the day-to-day operations of the Rio's back end.
Wow, and I understand, you know, you're a small organization, and that sounds like a big project. That's pretty impressive. So you got the full team fully optimized on that.
Well, we do, and we operate the Rio on a platform, on a technology platform that provides, of course, a lot of services that we just have to manage rather than do. So the data center is in the West, and I'm in the East. The Bronx is in the East. But the work of really knowing the data and building the processes to bring that data in or ingest that data into the Rio and then normalize it in ways that data from multiple places can be comparable really takes a lot more smarts and careful work than it does lots of people.
Interesting. You know, speaking of systems, tell us about, cloud-based solutions, you know, especially ones that ease the movement of boundaries or ease the movement of electronic medical records, that is, across organizational boundaries. That seems to be a thing right now that's certainly pointing to Rosetta Health. Tell us about how these types of solutions, in your opinion, are important for today's healthcare organization.
The change, you know, I've been working in healthcare since the 1980s, and the change is so huge. I mean, it is multiple generations of change, so that now it's really hard to imagine how we got anything done, given how simple the systems were that we had to deal with and limited the systems were that we had to deal with in the early days. But I think that one of the greatest things about the cloud is taking away the need and responsibility for people who want to use computer systems to have cooled rooms and good circulation and make sure there's no bathrooms or other water nearby that could flood your computer room, and learning operating systems and wiring plans and all kinds of things that when you're just able to connect over the internet and over a secure connection over the internet, just, you know, snap your fingers and you've got a huge data center at your fingertips. It's that in and of itself, I think, removes a tremendous barrier as well as an ongoing management headache for lots and lots of healthcare organizations, which don't want to be IT organizations. They want to do what they want to do, which is healthcare, and they don't want to do computer systems. So I think that that has been a huge weight lift, that now you don't have to have a whole bunch of computers and operating systems and tape drives and things that you have to be responsible inside your own setting. I think it's also enriched the range of applications that people can take advantage of, because, and it's really essentially the same rule operating. I don't have to buy the software and install it off the floppy disks all by myself, one disk after another. I can just connect somewhere, agree that I want to use this software, and begin to have access to use it. So it just, I feel, has removed a tremendous number of impediments to the people on the ground who want to make use of such tools.
That's great. And that's a perfect segue into my next question. So, you know, you see a lot of news coverage out there, especially in the healthcare IT trades, about health data information exchange and breaking down barriers. And, of course, there's always interoperability challenges that are out there. But what's your sense in how things are going and where are things going these days when it comes to health data exchange?
Well, you know, it's kind of a bumpy road, actually. I've seen a tremendous amount of progress, and I think back to the days when we could, what it used to mean to look at the master patient index, and it was so big it took days to churn through it if you wanted to run any kind of program against a file of millions of names. And of course, today you can do that faster than you can turn around. But I think it's also had some challenges. For me, the move to continuity of care documents and the V3 HL7 transactions has really been a huge stumbling block and kind of a diversion from a path that was making a lot of progress with V2 messages. And it's not really because the technology itself is bad. It's because, as has been evidenced over and over again, you can't introduce new technology and have it be mature all at the same time. So the problem, you know, maybe in 10 years we'll be even better with CCDs than we were with V2 messages. But to begin with, we've taken a big step back. And so that's kind of a shame. But I do believe that people are getting used to the idea that the data should be liquid and fluid and able to be moved around. I think there's still a lot of challenges around privacy governance that can be tricky and that, of course, vary from state to state. So there's work to do there as well. But it's, you know, we're finally at a place where we're not having to sell so hard as we did 10 years ago. Why would I need access to that data? I live without that data today. Oh, gee, I really don't want to live without that data anymore. Can you get me that data? It has come around to a place where I think people realize it ought to be available to them, and they're missing out if they're not connected in some way to getting the data that they need.
Wow. Interesting insights there. Really, really appreciate that. You know, Nance, this has been a wonderful podcast and really, really appreciate your insights today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, I think the most important thing is for people who understand data, the value of data, to try to share that with others so that you bring other people along in recognizing. And I think tied to that for me is getting more and more people to care about the quality of the data, that data is only as good as as it is used. If data isn't used, it tends to rot pretty quickly because nobody tries to keep it accurate. If data is being used, then people care about its accuracy and have a lot more of a vested interest in teaching everybody how to be able to do whatever it is that's necessary for the data to be correct. So I think it's just important for people to sort of keep talking about those issues and making people aware of the value of accuracy in what they do.
That's perfect. What a great way to end this interview. For all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Nance Shadskin, founder of Shadskin Systems, who was kind enough to share her insights into her work in the healthcare arena, but also share her insights on what's really going on when it comes to health data exchange and much more. And Nance, thank you so much for your time today.
Glad to join you. Thanks for having me, Matt.